The Camp Inn at L.A. City Hall is moving into its second month of action, and Occupy L.A. is watching carefully what's going on in Oakland. Last night was another round of violence as protesters shut down the port of Oakland. Riot police in Oakland used tear gas and other weapons against the protesters and arrested 80 people. Today, many of the Occupy Oakland supporters are criticizing demonstrators who provoked the violence. Here in L.A., there have been no signs of the same kind of tension. All was quiet today except for helicopters hovering overhead.
Oakland has a real right to be upset about the city, about how they behaved. Whatever happened was escalated by the police.
This protester didn't want to use his name, but organizer Magda Rad did.
I haven't really looked at their website. I've been watching their Twitter and their Facebook. I was watching the live stream until 3 in the morning last night, watching what was happening there. So, I mean, it's like watching a war in action.
The memory of the police shooting of Oscar Grant at an Oakland subway station almost 2 years ago hovers over the Oakland events. Ironically, here in L.A., the Rodney King riots have influenced the police response in a completely different way.
So it's a beautiful thing. As far as I'm concerned, it's a love fest with the LAPD for the time being, and we're grateful for that.
Mayor Villaraigosa has ordered the police to leave the protesters alone. And L.A. protesters remain hopeful that Oakland-style confrontations won't be necessary here. From L.A. City Hall, Melissa Runnels for Annenberg Radio News.
Good.